Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, and we are on Washington Avenue at Blondie's and Rosalita's for... And Jennings, look, they're getting the balloons ready for the Blues and Predators and Cinco de Mayo.
I was out taking 5 minutes off my life during the break.
Right.
And I
had
a cigarette.
Oh.
And I was talking to one of the young ladies, and I said, this thing's going to, when's it going to start kicking? And she goes, probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Damn,
really? She said when Frank Cusimano's show starts. I said, okay.
That's when it gets
Hollywood Casino.
That's what she said, yeah, when Frank gets here.
When you were really in partying mode, like college age, did you ever start hitting it at 10 in the morning?
I personally am not a big day drinker guy and never have been. Jennings, what about you?
I love day drinking. I love day drunks. You know, about 5:30, just done his dinner.
But then you go to bed, right?
You
can't keep going.
It does throw you for a loop. I was also wondering on my way down here today, I guess it would have been, Tim's big on the years.
Yep, what year?
So I would have said 92 or 93 was about the first time that I realized about Cinco de Mayo. Place called Cactus Danny's on Clayton Road.
Ah, that's where Lester's is.
It is where Lester's is, and I had a big session that day, but I really didn't realize this thing is a huge, huge deal now.
Yeah,
I mean it's this down here. It looks like they're getting ready for a World Series celebration.
Well, probably 40% of the St. Louis population is of Mexican descent.
Well, sure. Yeah.
So when you have Cinco de Mayo.
Then they're going to come out.
Yeah, right. I guess
it's
right.
Like the Serbians for the soccer game.
I think so.
Yep.
I guess you're right.
Where do most of them live, the Mexican contingent here in town?
Yeah, in the community.
In the community.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good answer.
We have our Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, if you're looking to enjoy a little scotch this weekend, Doug, and I know you like to sit in your den with a smoking jacket and a snifter.
I haven't done that in years.
It's Monkey Shoulder. Not the original like Doug, more original than that like Tim. Monkey Shoulder.
Monkey Shoulder.
Somehow I'm an old bourbon? That's what the copy said? Read that part again.
Not bad. Then, I mean, it can be called a lot of other things.
Okay.
But an old bourbon is not bad.
Well, sounds like I'm an old mud boot.
Monkey Shoulder whiskey, not the original whiskey, like Doug. More original than that, like Tim. See?
Okay, I've got it now.
Lemming.
Don't necessarily understand it, but okay.
I don't know if you were aware of this, but a high school was evacuated yesterday after a student did a little dress-up. Did you see this? Did you cover it in sports?
Was it here in St. Louis?
No, it was in Wisconsin, of course. Take a listen.
Oh.
A stormtrooper costume caused quite the commotion Thursday morning at a Schwabenon High School. Chase Coleman, a junior at the school, grabbed his phone, pressed record, and this is what he saw.
I was getting ready to go in school, and we were sitting in the car, and we saw a student in a costume, and I didn't think anything of it.
While Coleman realized the student was in costume, police say a person who saw the student thought otherwise and called 911.
That outfit actually looked like that he might be wearing a bulletproof vest or a flak jacket.
Oh, no.
And that coupled with wearing that mask and walking into the back door of the school made a person very concerned.
Another student says even though he wasn't at school during the incident, it still scared him.
I was completely concerned. I was shaking from the friends and family of the school in general because, you know, we're a small small community. You know, we don't have that kind of things here.
The school principal says costumes aren't allowed and they're against school policy.
A student made a mistake today, and we'll move forward. We'll make it a learning lesson. I'll be meeting with the students to reemphasize that hey, we have to keep each other safe.
Doug, there it is.
You can see how that happens. I mean, in this day and age, unless it's Halloween, if you got a mask on, people are going to assume you're up to something.
Well, I would beg to differ maybe a little bit on the fact if it's a stormtrooper costume, a majority of the humans in this country can probably name what a stormtrooper is before any of the Supreme Court judges in this country. I found it very interesting that the young man who was not at school, I'm not sure why he wasn't in attendance that day, said how scared he was even though he wasn't at school.
I thought they was coming to get him next.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, you probably shouldn't wear a stormtrooper outfit to school, but I would like to meet the person that freaked out thinking that it was a stormtrooper outfit. Does not look like a bulletproof vest.
Well, you no doubt saw the story at St. Louis U, what happened there with
Hall of Fame
with the lockdown this week. You saw what happened there,
right? I saw it, yeah.
And that was apparently – oh, thank you, Hall of Famer Dave. That was apparently somebody they had a class in engineering on designing some sort of rubber band guns.
Right.
And so one of the guy walked out of his classroom with what he had designed, and that's what locked down all of St. Louis U. They thought he had a gun. So you can't fool around anymore on school campuses. You cannot do it.
Nope. It's a scary situation. Yeah. There's no doubt.
They've had enough instances go on.
That you have horrible things happen. You have to be overly protective.
Yeah, you just can't play around anymore.
We are down on Washington Avenue, and that's where the radio station will be all day long today, leading into the Blues and Predators at Scott Trade Center. Game 5 of the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. Last night, Doug, you said it would happen, and it did. You said the Senators would start to stumble, and you called it. And you know what happened? They did. The Senators losing last night, 4-1. Biff contacted me. Biff has not been appearing on the show recently.
I don't know what's going on. MIA.
And there was some suspicion as to whether or not he's gone into some run bad. That's why he's hiding out. I can tell you he texted me last night out of nowhere. Senators plus 1.5 at minus 225 is a damn good play in 30 minutes, sir. About 80% of the playoff games so far have covered the plus 1.5. So that's saying 80% of playoff games have been decided by less by a goal or, well, it would be by a goal.
I guess that's not surprising because everybody pulls their goalie when they're behind. And a lot of these goals are last-minute empty netters.
End up being a two-goal differential when it's empty net.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot.
I hope Biff will be in attendance tonight.
But plus 1.5, hold on, I want to make sure we're on the same page here, because it isn't a two-goal differential.
It's not.
If he's saying 80% have covered plus 1.5, then that means 80% of the games have been one-goal games. I have to tell you, I don't think that's the case. Now, that's what the text said. Mm-hmm. But I don't think
that 80% have been one goal.
Well, I mean, if he's saying about 80% of the playoff games so far have covered the plus 1.5.
I see.
Means in order to cover plus 1.5, you have to lose 5-4, 4-3, 3-2, 2-1, 1-0.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right to me either.
Which might be why he's not calling in. I don't know.
I don't have all the scores right in front of me. I could get them, but
I'm pressed for time. Or maybe he's retired. Maybe he's just made so much money that he's enough's enough.
Nah, he likes it. He likes to take out those Hooters girls at Twin Peaks and bet on games for him.
And travel with them. Places.
Right. Yeah. Restaurant-type places.
Uh-huh. He's got the job that you would love, Jay.
I'd do well in that position.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I could be Biff's sidekick.
You would be a great running mate for Biff.
Yeah, just to hang and pick up the shrapnel.
Of the last five games, three have been decided by one goal.
One goal.
Yeah.
So well, that's
60%.
Right.
Monday, Capitals-Penguins was one goal covered. So, Doug, at that point, what do you have? 4 out of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at Sunsbin.
We're getting closer.
Both were decided by more than one goal.
Uh-oh.
That's 4 out of 9.
Nine.
So that's
quite
less
there.
Than 50%. Yes. Taking a look at this past Saturday, the Rangers and Senators, as you remember, a double overtime thriller.
What a game.
Up in
the north part of the region.
Yep. Above the Mason-Dixon line.
Right. It was way up there north.
So that's 5 out of 10, but Penguins and Capitals, 6-2 Penguins. 5 out of 11. Doug, then let's take a look at last Friday night.
Okay.
That must really be the – where's Douglas? Is he here to help us?
He's not here with the schedule.
Both of them were one-goal games, including the Blues winning.
7 out of 13?
Score, that's correct. This is good. 7 out of 13. Let's see where Biff is on this. And then on Thursday, 9 out of 15.
Mm.
And then Wednesday, April 25th, 10 out of 17 because 1-1. So 10 out of 17.
Okay.
In the second round have been one-goal
games. Not quite there at 80%. No.
And then both the Eastern Conference playoffs that ended on two Sundays ago were one-goal games. 12 out of 19. This is wonderful. Isn't it wonderful?
It's fascinating.
It's good stuff. People are starting to come closer to the table.
They are. They're gathering around. Is this Biff on to something? Yeah. Have we figured out a way to crack through?
Yes. I wonder if it'll be 13 out of 20.
People making their flights to Vegas.
Strangers in the night.
All right.
Let's go, Blues.
Hello, Hall of Famer.
Nicely done, HOF.
Let's see. Tim, do you want to go to the Blues game with me? I'd love to go out with you and get drunk. Thank you, Grimey from South County.
That's nice. Was that for Doug or you?
No, that's for you, I think.
Hey, gambling novices, +1.5 covers if that team wins two. It doesn't mean they're one-goal games to cover.
Well, that's true.
Right.
It could be 4 goals.
But the way the text reads...
He was saying one-goal games. Yeah. I thought.
But if you do take a step back, then if that team's the underdog and getting 1.5, then they win.
Do you think hockey is a good gambling sport? Do you like it better than...
I do think what he was doing at the end of the season was pretty impressive. Even the issue, though, is you're laying -300.
You give it, yeah.
I mean, that's... So,
you're putting up a lot.
So you can get wiped out in one night. So I was just running with him, and I was able to cash out, and it was nice, and then I just kept running. And there was that night where the Blues lost as a big favorite, and the...
Didn't he have a night where he won 6-6?
Oh, yeah. No, that happened a few times.
Okay.
That happened a few times. It did. So he went on a road. Let's see. Tim, the stream in Boston is nice and full, flowing all over my chest. That's some Tom Brady's moist needle.
We're big in Boston community.
Are we big in Boston?
Yeah, I don't think anyone. That Tom does with the Harbor. I think that's
part of it. Yeah, Tom did a little departed.
Yeah.
He did a little departed.
I like Tom.
I don't think anyone from Boston has ever listened to this show.
Oh, I think you're right.
I just read a text from Tom Brady's moist needle.
Well, I think he made it up.
I don't think so. Why would he make it up? You think people make stuff up?
Brady says he's going to play to 43, 44 years old.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because he's already got hundreds of millions of dollars.
But that never stops these guys.
He's still walking upright.
I'd have stopped when I was 30 if I was him. He'd had. I mean, once you get to 5 or 6 million, what's it matter?
Yeah.
But he just does it because he's good and he likes doing it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
You'd have to. You'd have to like doing it to keep after the grind.
And he gets protected fairly well.
Yeah, but
it's getting a little tougher toward the end.
Yeah, some of them find out it only takes one big hit. And
that's true.
It could be a life changer. Happened to Peyton Manning. I mean, he'll deal with the neck thing his whole life, I'm sure.
Well, it's a tough sport.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Got to be tough to play.
But now he's got this moist needle.
The who?
The moist needle. That's the name he's using to text in. Brady.
No, that's not Brady. He's a fan of Brady.
Oh, I thought it was Brady proper.
And he's listening to us in the New England area.
All right.
Well, in Boston.
Did you guys see Jay Cutler shut it down and has already been hired by the NFL on Fox?
I know he auditioned. I didn't know that he'd gotten the gig.
I just saw Peter Schrager tweeting that he will be on a team with Charles Davis and Kevin Burkhardt.
Doesn't Jay Cutler come across as a no-personality sourpuss?
Yeah, I kind of am surprised by that.
Is that really who you'd
want? I don't think he'd be the right play.
Maybe he's got a different personality.
And Charles Davis is a good guy, really good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be interested to see how that works.
I was surprised that CBS moved Phil Sims out for Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Phil Sims has been the guy for years.
And Romo's never done anything.
There's a thought process that was a social media reaction. Some of these guys get caught up on what they see on social media.
In terms of
criticism of people.
Of Sims.
Well, of broadcasters in
general.
In general. Yeah.
Yeah, that surprised me that they'd run Sims off that quick that.
And how many people you think will or will not watch a network football game based on who the
analyst is? Never understood it. Never understood any of it.
Care?
I mean, I, as somebody who grew up walking down the streets of St. Louis, having one person say to my dad, "Jay, good stuff," and the next person saying, "You suck, Jay."
They would actually say that to his face?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well. I mean, it taught me that I don't think...
People actually came up and said that to him.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, you're fat. I remember leaving the ballpark one day, some guy said, "Boy, I really love your stuff on golf, Mr. Jacober." I thought, well, these people don't even know who he is.
Well, one big thing that separates guys who do play-by-play, who do games, and those of us in radio or TV news, is if you don't like a radio show or a TV newscast, you just watch something else, and then you never know those guys.
Right.
But there's only one place to go
to
for
watch
the games.
Your team.
Yeah,
right.
And so if you don't like the guy, you got to put up with him.
But it never stops anybody from watching, I don't think. I've always said, I'm watching the game. I'm not watching to hear what the announcers say.
Right.
They're just an add-on.
Yeah.
It's not changing my view of what I'm watching.
I think if you had a horrible play-by-play announcer, it could affect your enjoyment of the game.
I guess.
But as far as the analysts...
But how many of them are horrible? I mean, most of them are at least adequate.
Oh, yeah, there's not many. I can't think of anybody that I would describe as
terrible.
Horrible that's working anywhere big.
Yeah. It's always amazed me. I mean...
You're just walking down the street.
Just walking down the street.
Hey, Jay, you suck.
And Jay, you're great, and then Jay, you suck. And I just looked at him.
How did he take that?
He just kept walking. Yeah, he just kept walking.
I guess you'd have to. What else can you do?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just part of the business. I mean, it's crazy.
I think most people would have no idea how hard it is to be the play-by-play announcer for a three-hour sporting event, night after night, and never say anything that people wouldn't like.
It's
never
grind.
Say anything stupid or just completely
the radio guys that do. And now with the television becoming 130 games, I mean, you know,
it's every game.
Back in the day, you do the Channel 5 would do 25 games, and then you'd get a game on Saturday, the game of the week. That was it.
I remember when it was a real treat when the Cardinals were on TV
on the game of the week.
Yeah. Now we got
all changed. Now you got games everywhere. You got more games than you can watch.
And the idea of televising a home game, there was no way.
No way.
Couldn't
do
televise a home game.
Gussie Bush would. I remember when Brock had the chance to get 104 at home in 74, I think it was, and they talked him into letting the game be on TV, and because Gussie didn't want the home games on TV because he thought it hurt the game.
Right, yeah, I think everybody in the league thought that way, too, for a long time.
For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory, and by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Get started with Harry's today with their great starter sets. Your starter set includes ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving for just $15. It's a great everyday deal, but just for our audience, we have a special offer for fans of the show where you can get it for even less. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code INSIDESTL. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL, harrys.com, promo code INSIDESTL. Don't wait, get started with Harry's today. I dug a magical week here on the radio program, and it's all captured by the great people at Bertarelli Cutlery with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Cold ball, catch a ball!
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Catch a ball!
Come on, Carpenter, slide over there, make that catch, tag the runner.
855-282-8255.
Come at me! Media soft! It's embarrassment!
Cut two.
No, I did get fired, actually, but then I went to another restaurant, then I went to Bermuda.
And that's where you banged Leona Helmsley?
Among others, yes.
Damn Gina. When you said you, among others, like was it older women who like were on a getaway? Was it like a girls' weekend? Like who were you banging? The natives?
It was somebody different every weekend. Do you remember Champagne Tony Lima?
Yes, the golfer
winning the British Open,
killed in a plane crash,
banged his niece.
Oh.
Cut three.
Good morning, Tyson.
Good morning. Nothing like being introduced after a Viagra commercial. I love it, boys. I appreciate it.
Kelly Shea said that was a perfect intro for you. I saw that he took a shot at your lid on TV and compared you to Lyle Lovett via the Twitter tweets on Sunday.
Yeah, just a jealous man right there. Just a jealous man with had the same haircut for 1,000 years. The old SOS pad on the top of his head, the old Corey Hart. So you know he's a hater. He's a hater of a man with a good salad.
Cut four.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. Mike!
Where are you at?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, Mike!
Yeah, well, no, where you been out of town last week?
I was.
You make love with black chocolate milk.
Why would you say that?
Huh?
Why would you say such a thing?
I don't know. Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
I make love with your wife.
Pot him down! Pot him down!
Cut five.
Hey, Doug, my grandma died. Now my grandpa is banging his hot golf partner. Does this go on?
Well, it could go on, yeah. Why would you not want to continue to have a love life after your spouse has passed away?
But well, with a guy you've been playing golf with?
Not the guy. Maybe he's playing with a girl. Not playing with a guy. No, I don't think grandpa was turned. Boy, if you're a single man, like in your 70s, you got your pick of an awful lot of women.
Yeah, but I mean, do you really want them?
Cut six.
Flight attendants get to travel the world for free, but the job doesn't pay that well. So, savvy cabin crew members are making some extra cash on the side by selling their used shoes and tights to foot fetishists.
Wait, I beg your pardon? They're selling tights? People who are on the plane are looking at the flight attendants and say, hey, hey, sister, how much for the tights?
So you're saying when a flight attendant comes by and they go, would you care for a beverage or a bag of pretzels? Someone said, hey, hey, sister,
how much for them tights?
Cut seven.
Credence saying, who'll stop the rain? And Doug, I'm wondering who will stop the rain. There's more in the forecast today. Tim, what about traffic?
Well, traffic is backed up on 270 southbound right now. And we have wind and storms in the area. Drive carefully and check on your elderly neighbor. Bring in your pets if you could.
Sports on the fours. Doug Vaughn.
Cardinal game rained out tonight. Back to you, Steve.
That's good journalism right there. I think we can kind of say, you know what? This week wasn't bad.
Well, it was very similar every other week we've ever had on the show.
Oh, I think it was a banner week.
Thank you, Jennings.
Yeah.
Thank
and I'm a listener.
Jennings. So. Thank you, Jennings.
Okay. Well, I just hope we got the word out about Sherry's Berries this week.
Okay.
That's my concern.
I think you've done pretty well
because
with it.
Because you're going to have to get Mom something.
Yep.
And so how about a big plate full of juicy strawberries?
Yeah, why wait till that Sunday morning and go to Walgreens and get her something junk? Get her something nice. Yeah.
Oh, boy, you said a mouthful there, my friends. Right now we have an exclusive offer for you. When you double the Sherry's Berries for just $19.99, you double that for Mom, you save $10 or more, she'll get some free cake truffles also. So that's like a whole extra gift if you get that Sherry's Berries, the freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. plus shipping. Pick your delivery date, and Sherry's Berries guarantees your gift will arrive fresh and delicious, or you get your money back. You may think you've seen dipped strawberries before of the gourmet variety, but you know what? You're wrong. Sherry's Berries are different. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face. Now, the only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right and use the code MORNINGAFTER. That's, I'll spell it out now.
What is
right,
it?
Do it?
B-E-R-R-I-E-S. That's right. berries.com. Right. You got to handle the dot and com on your own. And then you code in morning after when you click on the mic. And the amazing deal won't last long, so get to it now. Mother's Day right around the corner, so be sure to order your Sherry's Berries now.
How do you do that? Order them? Online?
You order them online. Berries.com.
Jennings is in because the Cat is on the road with the Cardinals in Atlanta. During Cardinal road trips this season, the Cat will be on the move with Four Seasons. Penske Truck Rental, Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks. Four Seasons, Penske Truck. Doug, they're saying this in Nashville. What? The Predators would be wise to bury the Blues right away. The Blackhawks helped 2 years ago teaching the Predators that in playoff overtimes, the team that focuses solely on defending and avoiding mistakes usually fails. I guess we were almost scared to lose, said Ryan Ellis, who is now considered the best defenseman in the history.
Best player ever. Yeah.
Oh, he's better than 99?
Gretzky. Yeah. Yeah.
He's better than Gretzky.
With his performance in this series,
okay,
he is better than Wayne Gretzky.
We didn't want to get scored on, so we played as hard defensively as we could, and we forgot about attacking. That lesson was applied to the 2016 postseason. Wins over San Jose in overtime and triple overtime that got the second-round series all the way to a seventh game. Game 7 didn't go well. Looking back, watch this, looking back,
nice.
The quick 2-0 hole in that series, hole, which came right after a dramatic game.
That's 7 the word you chose
hole.
To focus on.
Hole.
Thank you. That's correct.
We're talking hockey now.
Right. 5-hole, bro.
Got it.
Looking back, the quick 2-0
hole.
Thank you. In that series, which came right after dramatic Game 7 win in Anaheim to advance past the first round, has aided the Predators this spring. It felt like we won the Stanley Cup at that point, the greatest player in the history of the game ever said. And then we had to go right back to work in 2 days. So it kind of taught us to stay even keel and really never stop working and doing the right things. So the Predators are going to try, of course, to finish it off tonight. Doug, make an official prediction on tonight's Game 5 at the Scott Trade Center.
The Blues will win this. I'm still predicting a Blues sweep in the series.
And
I'm not getting away from it. I said
you're still calling
before
for the sweep.
It started. That's what I said, right. And I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
So I'll say the Blues will win again, and this time they'll win it 4-2.
You took mine. I'm going 4-2 Blues as well.
Are you?
Yep. Okay. Empty netter late. Put it away.
I'm going to go with 4-1
Blues.
Nice. 4-1 Blues.
Very nice.
A 3-1 series lead in the NHL is about a 90% win rate. But, as is noted in the Tennessean, the national paper, that's still a much higher comeback rate than in the NBA or Major League Baseball playoffs. Fortunately, in St. Louis, we've been blessed to experience a number of 3-1 messes.
I think the Blues will probably get some of the calls their way tonight.
They deserve a couple.
If there's a borderline call, I think it'll probably go the Blues' way.
About time to even out.
And sometimes that's the difference. You know, you get an extra power play or two at the right time. And as we saw in the last game, that's the difference in the game.
But there is no question, as the article pointed out from the Tennessean, that if you're the Predators, you want to put it away tonight. You should be trying everything. You shouldn't be sitting around going, well, you know, we lose this one. We got Sunday and we got it.
No, but we didn't need this newspaper article to tell us that the Predators want to win.
No, but
I don't think anyone's saying, whatever happens, happens. Why are we
making but
the
they are saying that you know, maybe you have a little more gumption tonight than you would.
Oh.
You know gumption.
A little more jump and moxie.
Right.
A little ice moxie.
Yeah. You know. Sharpen the blades a little more?
Oh, I don't think they'll sharpen them any more than they always do.
You don't think so?
I don't think they would.
All right.
Doug, you know beer cats, don't you?
Sure.
I like lady beer cats.
So does Iggy.
Yeah, Iggy really likes her.
I feel like if the Blues can win convincingly tonight, they may take the series. But if they lose tonight, I have a feeling this series and season is over for the Blues.
That's good analysis right there.
So beer cats. He's playing a hunch with that one.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff you get from beer cats.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Tim, my prediction for tonight is that I will be inside Doug's hole by 10
p.m. Okay,
who
is that? Who is that?
Oh. No.
But Mae Young's newborn hand.
Well, I don't care for him.
Yeah.
Mae Young's newborn hand, suspended. He's wondering how long. Well, a period of 2 days' time, so he will not be able to watch the hockey game tonight. Hotshot suspension, Logule. You can find one of their 11 area locations at hotshotsnet.com and swing by today for lunch. Here's what you should try.
The Riplets?
The brand new Red Hot Riplet wings and burgers.
Yeah.
That Riplet thing is legit.
That's a Jay Boyd.
Jay Boyd came up with
that's
that.
That's Jay Boyd.
And that is good, man.
Yep. And to refresh my memory again, what exactly is a Riplet?
A Riplet is a chip. A chip.
It is.
And they put some seasoning on the Riplet. There's the seasoning
seasoning.
I bring seasoning with me everywhere.
Tim carries seasoning with him everywhere in case he needs to season something.
Right. Okay. And these Riplets are sponsored by our friends at Old Vienna.
Yep.
And they're not in the books. Kind of like Larry's Library. Oh, they're not in the books.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll give them a freebie.
But that's been a major move by Jay Boyd.
The Riplets.
Yeah. Big play. I'm now trying to get him involved with Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce.
You have stake in that?
Not quite, but friendship with Freddie Lee.
Friendship with Freddie
friendship
Lee.
Friendship with
really?
Freddie Lee. We serve it at The Rock.
You serve Riplets at The Rock?
No, but we maybe
yeah,
we serve Freddie Lee's Ghetto Sauce. Maybe we could get a deal. Jay Boyd and I work it out where I get the Riplets and he gets the Ghetto Sauce.
Yeah. Kind of a trade.
And everybody's
scratch
happy.
My back, I scratch yours.
Sure.
Any films that you gentlemen are looking to see? Let's say the Blues season comes to an end at some point this weekend, whether it be tonight or Sunday, and the Cardinals are out of town, and it's raining in Atlanta. Is there a picture that you're
nothing's caught? Is there anything out there right now interesting?
I don't know.
Well, I got a film review. If
you do,
yep.
Oh,
from whom?
Well, it's from the Sea Monster. He sends me links every morning.
Sure.
He's sneaky vile, this fellow.
It's becoming less sneaky.
Yeah.
There is, and in Van, 2 and 1, there is no scissoring in below her mouth.
excuse me?
I read copy.
Pardon me, folks.
I read copy.
John Seymour has been suspended. He's been suspended.
He didn't write it, but he found it.
Forwarded it.
So what start that off one more time, Jimmy.
Right. There is no scissoring in below her mouth. That is about the only position missing from this 90-minute sex movie,
which feels like an attempt to single-handedly correct every misrepresentation of lesbian sex ever put on screen.
You're running out of breath.
Doug, many straight male directors have selflessly tackled the trope. What does that mean? Selflessly tackled
now, goat
the trope.
Goat tripe is milk. What? Some people drink. It's cheese. It's like a cheese.
Tripe
milk.
Is fish.
Goat tripe.
Tripe is a fish.
Well, it's also goat milk.
I didn't know
cheese
that.
Cheese and goat all milk. Right. Ew.
Many straight male directors have selflessly tackled the trope, including Park Chan-wook.
No offense, Mike Lee.
What in the world is going on?
Or Brian Hitchin.
With The Handmaiden and Abdelkatef Kashish.
Abella Danger? What?
Blue is the warmest color. While those films have artistic merit on their side, each feature laughably acrobatic scissoring positions, which no one should attempt at home and could only have been imagined by someone who has actually never had lesbian sex.
That's the people who just walked in the door at this
I'm
point.
Doing a show.
Below her mouth is a bold...
Now you're into it.
Below her mouth is a bold, uninhibited drama that begins with a passionate weekend affair between two women, Dallas, a roofer, and Jasmine, a fashion editor. Oh, this is the studio name is Serendipity Point Films.
I like it. A lot of syllables.
And this is a mainstream release.
Yes, it is. This I think it's a Disney picture.
Yep.
At the Warrenbrook Theaters.
Wow.
Wow. That's the movie you
goodness.
Thought that we should talk about.
What's wrong,
How
Jennings?
You doing? Look who's here.
Oh, Claves.
Oh, that is Mike Claves.
What do you say? How come you're not in Atlanta? All right. Fair enough.
Hello, Mike.
Look at this. Why don't you pony up? You want to pony up? It would be a non-compete violation.
Well, as much nice. Money as he's making, he don't worry about it.
Oh, you're sitting with Frank today? Oh, so I don't want to steal your thunder with Frank. I don't know if our audience is the same as Frank's audience, so
yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
A little different.
So I don't know how repetitious it'll...
How you doing?
Claves, I'm very bullish on the Blues tonight. I really am, but I know you know your stuff, so am I misguided on being bullish on the Blues this evening in Game 5, sir?
Well, they obviously got to start quick. I mean, they can't get into a situation where they give up a bad goal or hit a goal post, and then they start losing confidence. And if you're going to hit somebody, make it a purpose. Just don't do it to get the crowd fired up. Yeah. So they have a lot of things they need to do, but they just have to keep it simple and not get too carried away.
Is Nashville a better team?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think their defense corps is as good as anybody in the league.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they can't be beaten. Everybody thought Minnesota was a better team than the Blues.
Then let me ask you this. I'm going to switch gears from the hockey. Adam Wainwright. What's going on?
I think it is what it is. I mean, you know, I know he works at it. But, you know, at some point, it taps you on the shoulder. Then that doesn't mean he can't contribute. I mean,
just differently.
He's probably what Jeff Supon was to the Cardinals in 2006. Mm. You know, a little bit over 500, give you five good innings. And you just hold on.
Take
you hope
you got.
Score more than they do. And make sure your bullpen's rested.
Problem is, he's not even giving you good innings when those
that,
most
That's
five,
true. You know, he's given up 10 hits twice, 11 hits once this year already. And, you know, some of these teams aren't that good.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, he's a guy that's going to try.
Yeah, you know you're getting everything
Let's put it
he's
this
got.
Way. I guess here's the question. Would you rather have him or Jaime Garcia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Whitey Herzog used to always say that the hardest thing for a manager is to manage a superstar at the end of his career.
I agree. Yeah,
and then we're going to have to see how Matheny is able to massage the situation.
And
for
plus
how many
he's
more
owed
years
a lot
has
of
he
money.
Got?
Yeah, he's got some money due to him also. So I don't know if you want to have a multi-million dollar guy working out of your bullpen.
Yeah,
but
what,
I mean,
20 million a year?
I don't know if it's that much, but it's a pretty hefty. I think somewhere in that 17 million, but it's
a big number.
It's more than what. You, Jay, me, Doug, you, Doug. I won't include Tim
no.
on that.
Right.
No, you don't understand. You know, Tim's in a different
exactly.
category.
You know about my equity stake, so.
Probably include everyone on this city block, and we wouldn't get to 17 or 18
well,
million
Well, you know
year.
What? They're doing all right across the street over there. So
what's over there?
That's, what's the new, the tech company?
Is it?
Apple?
No.
Google
Lockerdome.
Yeah. Yeah, they moved across. They over in your old workout.
Yeah,
so,
yours too.
Yeah, you have you seen a new one? It's right across the street down here.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
really.
It's pretty nice.
Sweet, that was a great gym.
It was.
So you've seen everybody.
You've seen everybody in the Central, right? The Cardinals have played everybody in the Central. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Cubs, Pirates.
Yeah. No, we haven't played. Yeah, we have played everybody.
It's a weird division because like everybody's
Nobody's
within like
good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would think the Cubs are going to play better than 57%
when they with the exception of the Cardinals, everybody can swing the bat consistently.
Right. I think the Brewers have a pretty damn good lineup, man. But they just have starting pitching.
They're pitching, and they got a couple of kids that they're trying to.
I'm not sold on Feliz as a closer.
No, but, you know, they can all swing the bat. And here's what's happened. All of those teams had fire sales, and they were getting other teams good prospects.
Yeah.
And now some of those kids are starting to develop. But they can all swing the bat. They're all short on pitching now.
Yeah, that is true. It really is true if you look at each team. And
you're still just loving life. Everything's going
good.
Man,
I got no complaints about anything.
So you're flying down to Atlanta, and then I know what hotel you guys stay at in Miami. That's where I always stay.
That's one of my favorites.
That's where I always stay.
You know what? To me, that's the best hotel we stay in.
That's what the cat says, too.
Yeah, it's the best hotel we stay in baseball.
That's the best. About a 10-minute Uber ride from South Beach.
I haven't done the Uber yet, but
I don't know what your Espanol situation is, but when you get an Uber in Miami,
bueno,
be prepared.
Me bueno.
Oh, well, then God bless America. Because I was taken over to Marlins Park when I said I'd like to go to Miami Beach, and they're in two different directions.
No, Doug might be able to tell you,
Little Havana isn't the place for South City guys like myself. No, it just isn't.
It's a chance for you to culturally buy.
It is. We're not as diverse in South City as we used to be or have ever been.
So you're sitting there with Frank today.
Yeah. That should be fun. You know, to show you how one of us is getting really old, I remember when Frank used to do a show at KWMU on a Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
And I would be his guest.
My goodness.
Really? So it would be Frank's parents, my parents. I'm trying to think of who I was dating then. She might have been listening. I don't even know.
Lou Patsu.
Perhaps, yeah. The old basketball mob. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Basketball mob.
That was it. So we used to have a good time.
How's Rammer? You talk to him?
You mean
the baseball icon, the baseball baron?
He's doing all right. I mean, that project's coming along. You know, he's got a son that's graduating from high school.
That's scary.
He came up to the booth the other day.
I just looked at it.
He's graduating from high school.
Wow.
Going to college.
Other people's kids grow up really fast.
Yeah.
Not so much your own.
They're not supposed to.
But somebody else, you take your eye off somebody else's kids, and three years go by, you don't recognize
them. Here's the reason why they grow up faster, because they don't ask you for money like your own kids do.
That's
the reason why.
Yeah. But if you don't see a kid from about age 13 to 18, you will not know it's the same human being.
Like, wow, what happened?
Yeah. Mm. How you doing, man? You look good.
I'm good.
How's it, just waiting to dry out a little bit.
If we can dry out a little bit, we got a big day at our Carnot Word today. Carnot Word
their
tournament.
Their tournament's
yep,
today?
Yep. So we got a...
Did you see what Dan Rolfes went in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame?
I didn't see that. I knew that he...
Seven-time state champion,
wow.
And he's been there less than 20 years.
And that's up against a lot of stiff competition.
And why some of these universities don't go after him is a mystery to me.
Do you think he'd want to?
I think if this right said, I thought maybe the Wash U situation would be good for him, but I don't know if they hired anybody yet.
That Nancy Fahey left?
She went to Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's big.
Now the AD at Illinois, was it?
Wash U, right? Josh Witten. Nope. Yeah, really good progressive guy.
Nice.
First day on the job, went in and fired football coach. Remember last year?
Yeah.
About two years ago?
Right, Lovey.
And he pulls Lovey out of his back pocket.
How about that?
They're going to be okay. They're going to be pretty good.
What do you think about the situation in Columbia?
I like what's going on. I think what it's doing is buying the football program some time to get their act together.
Look over here.
Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of talk. And I think the question is, how does Konzo Martin get everybody to get on the same page early?
Quick.
So they need to have some bonding moments so guys can talk about how they want to approach things. Because – you know, this you're going to have at least one guy so one and done.
Yep. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of talent up there quick that's going to want the ball.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got to look at it that way. So we'll see. I think it's going to be fun to watch, though. But, again, I think that it's going to buy the football team some time to get their situation in a better position. So we'll see.
Very cool. Mike Claiborne on with Frank Cusimano here today live. We're on Washington Avenue for Cinco de Mayo, broadcasting from Blondie's, Rosalita's, delicious Tex-Mex, perfect today. 10 to noon, it's the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Great to see you, Mr. Claiborne.
Always good
Thank
to see
you. Thank
you
so much. Mike Claiborne here.
One of the original sports talk people.
That's right. That's right.
1992.
Doug, you were asking what would be good for Mother's Day. Well, I've got an answer for you.
Oh, good.
It's Pro Flowers. Because Mother's Day is coming up, but it's a week from
next Sunday.
It is. Yeah, it's coming up. It's a week from Sunday. And that's why I think they're having the Players' Championship that weekend. I think that's why.
You think that's why?
I think it's tied in.
Okay. I don't know. But go ahead.
When you send the 100 blooms for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, you'll make a real impression. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. Moms love fresh flowers, and Pro Flowers makes it easy to send the perfect Mother's Day gift with this huge bouquet. Don't forget all the moms in your life this Mother's Day. The only way to get 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to offer proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code MORNINGAFTER. It's one word in this case. That's proflowers.com and code MORNINGAFTER. When you click on the mic, this stunning bouquet sells out fast, so order today. And Doug, our title sponsor, Ryan Kelly.
Well, he's all about loans. He's about giving back to the community as well. He does a jillion charity projects.
Once again, he's helping out with the junior, the AJJ Junior, yeah, out at the Legends.
He's all over the place. Everybody knows when you want the lowest mortgage rate on the best loan, you go to Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team. But I've seen firsthand how there's much more to these guys than just getting you the best deal. They love to give back to so many charities in St. Louis, like Friends with Kids with Cancer, SSM Cardinal Glennon, the Backstoppers, Catherine Cares, the St. Patrick Center, and the list goes on and on and on. So if you are looking for a new mortgage, or if you're thinking about refinancing your current mortgage and you want to do business with a guy who certainly gives back to the community about as much as anybody around, it would be Ryan Kelly. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314.
What's wrong?
Call Ryan.
Excuse me?
At 314-781-9700.
What's that number?
314-781-9700. Or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
All right, it is time for the Hot Shots email of the day. And is the Plowhawk going to be on the read?
Oh, I love when he reads them.
And this is pretty, this is a pretty good batch today, boys, too. So,
all right, keep it clean, if you would, please.
Oh,
Plowsy.
They're not clean at all, by the way.
Well,
so.
Keep it clean. We're at a restaurant, and
all
people
right, well,
can hear it.
Earmuffs then, Doug. Morning, fellas.
Well, not for me. It's for the other people here.
No, they'll be fine. Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys. Many celebrate this wonderful holiday, but few actually know what it means. It's a Mexican celebration where the gay gentlemen get together, slather each other in mayo, and just jackhammer each other whilst dipping
okay,
fries off
that's
each other.
Enough. That's enough.
Finally,
who wasn't lousy?
Once the canola oil runs out, everyone takes turns watching each other in the sink. Doug, you're in charge of buying the mayo this year, and don't get the Miracle Whip like you did last year. You had a rash on that butt for 2 weeks, and I had one on my face for at least a month.
That's
from
enough.
The hipster of Tower Grove South. Wanted to finish that one off.
He's already been suspended.
Hipster.
Now the charges have been trebled.
Uh-oh.
The hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended a period of 6 days'
time.
Wow.
6 days.
A haiku for Doug, and this isn't who you think it is. A haiku for Doug on Cinco de Mayo. The tingle in my flesh flew. Warm, moist cream flows. Dirty Sanchez, formerly known as Doug. Forever and always, that is from Mae Young's newborn hand.
It's just awful.
It's Mae Young.
It's just terrible.
The best ones are at the top, Doug.
New Young's newborn hand had also been suspended previously. Those charges shall also be trebled. Now suspended a period of 6 days' time.
Right,
that's a half a dozen.
You're in the clear on this one, Doug. Guys, Plops here. I've been thinking I might just start writing into a different station with my morning emails. A station I can really jackhammer bareback and leave soiled and sweaty, begging for more. The front runner right now seems to be the all-new 1420 The Hebe, where the Jews come first. They've got this morning show called Menches on Benches that features the two
careful
guys
Plowsy.
Who sit outside a bagel shop talking over one another for hours while complaining about everything and playing with each other along curious sights.
Enough! That's enough, Plowsy!
I certainly enjoy the tales of a South County everyman who likes to bump Foompas at school picnics and casually drop hot beef stew out of
are
the
there any clean ones?
Oh, okay.
Plowsy,
that was from
are there
Misty
any
Plops.
Clean ones?
Plops.
Misty Plops has been suspended.
Looks
Misty
like he's
Plops
not going to win again today.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
There was a lot of vile ones, I'll have to say, so I apologize.
Well, it sounds like you've read the worst ones that would have appeared.
Happy Cinco, freaks. I penned this email with heart full of joy and a belly full of tequila. I'm so happy to have selected to Plowsy's fantasy emailer lineup the other day, so hope to honor him with an email that scores him some points. I'll start with some bad news. Doug, I'm butt pregnant, and the baby is yours, and I plan on keeping it. The good news...
These are the clean ones, though.
The good news, I finally heard back from the good folks at Fleshlight. After 6 months of writing letters and many hours of negotiations, I'm thrilled to announce the start of an AM morning variety show signature series. Fleshlight and Timmy the Cat and the Dog are the first male sleeves to ever be produced. Be on the lookout for your leather Cheerio molding kit to arrive in the mail, as well as the questionnaire for how you want your sleeves textured. P.S. If you need any help with the molds, I know a guy named Plops who knows his way around a toot sleeve. Pretty sure you've got his email address. Later, babes. That is from Mr. Nipples.
Terrible.
That one just...
Ooh.
Mr. Nipples. One of my fantasy emailers. I'm proud.
He's the leader because I think he's the only one that's not suspended.
Any decent ones at all, Plowsy?
Gentlemen, tonight will be one for the ages. No, I'm not talking about the hockey game. I'm talking about the annual Cinco de Mayo fiesta in Doug's bathroom. After flat getting after a few grande burritos, washed down by a sixer of Modelo, Doug comes toe-tapping in the crapper, dressed like El Guapo from the Three Amigos, full mariachi band in tow. He throws me on the floor, performs the Mexican hat dance, gets down in a wide base, and no, I can't.
No. Why do you read these, Plowsy? Who was that?
From Neil Allen Craig Paquette, a great guy.
Allen Craig Paquette, suspended indeed, suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Right Business Products. Using your ink pen again.
It's a nice pen.
Hey, boys. Most people are happy to see the sunshine today after all the damn rain. Not me. No, sir. I prefer the darkness where the sun don't shine. I'm at home in the endless, deep, dark abyss of Doug's love tunnel.
Oh,
where I shoot around like
Plowsy,
a
Plowsy, any good ones? We're in a public restaurant.
That is from Stubby a Clap. I'm literally serious. Most of the ones that are like missed the cutting room floor are even more vile than this, so I apologize.
Mm. Here's Stubby a Clap non- got suspended 2 days.
Oh, here's
okay.
a, I guess here's
a clean
okay
one.
One. Going back to the hot golf take for this morning, I once set a course record at Tower T by shooting a 43. All the lesbians hitting softballs in the cages were so aroused, they instantly dropped their bats, pulled up their fupa fat, and started tribbing like the Dickens.
Good Lord!
I showed my gratification by making it rain.
What's
batting
wrong
cake
with us?
Tokens. It was a great day. I nearly missed a hole-in-one, but sank one and nope. Thanks, guys. That is from the Butler Hill Butt Filler.
Butler Hill has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots, for sponsoring the leather-bound suspension logule.
Not many people are getting by, are they?
This is like the worst crop we've ever had.
Well, like I said, you should see the ones that didn't make it. Some of the proudest things I know I will be able to share with my little baby girl, Ray King, when she gets older, is telling about this blues comeback and that I lived in the time of Misty Plops. I seriously don't know why this isn't being discussed more on the show. I see Plops like Tiger. I think the talent is still there, but something is just off. Speaking of off, hey, Doug, I'd really like to get off this time tonight. Quit being a... Okay, nope. That is from the White Collar Gangster.
Oh, Tawny.
You like Tawny? Collar Gangster like got suspended.
Tawny's
White Collar
up.
Gangster suspended a period of 2 days' time.
You know, for this...
Only one person has not been suspended.
Yeah, these have just been awful.
Tim, magnificent job today. I'm officially running out my mouth to you for whatever you would like. Now, if Jay can take a swig of them foot pincers and Doug can take this normal position of being charged of all my rear entry, I can enjoy the most popular MMMM later tonight. That way, even if the Blues get shut out, at least we know the old gerbil doc will score on the power play. Latex gloves optional. That is from Dr. Woody Bender.
I don't think we can allow Plowsy to read the emails ever again.
I'm serious.
The comment
I'm,
about Tim
I'm
was sponsored by Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency in Columbia, Illinois.
May the Schwartz be
call
with
or text Danny, 618-317-5027. If you have any insurance questions at all, or if you just want to talk about how great Tim is, because he's a lemming also. Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency.
I mean, for the sake of, like, Plowsy. The vileness, I think that's it. I seriously.
That's it, Doug. That's it. That's it with the Hot Shots email of the day. Now the only question left is what you got.
I can't vote for any of those. Not one.
I don't know that I can vote for any of them.
Not yeah, one. Honestly, I wasn't going to vote for anything either.
I don't think there's anything worthy.
They shouldn't get a sandwich for that.
I double the,
we'll say
the,
get
the prize
two sandwiches
on Monday.
For the next for Monday.
Yeah.
A double shoot.
Yeah.
This just shows the impact of the Sea Monster, because what he does is he filters through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he orders them, Doug. And this guy puts together a nice lineup.
Plowsy, he don't care. He just goes with it.
Right. Yeah. So the Hot Shots email today prize will carry over to Monday. And Doug will be talking about Game 7 on Tuesday night, Monday morning. It'll be fun. We'll preview.
Hopefully
we'll get
so.
You ready.
Hopefully so. That
Let's
would be fun.
So.
Or we'll there, be looking at the NHL free agency market the Blues can't tap into because of the Boehmeister contract.
There aren't many sporting events that are any more fun to watch than the hockey playoffs. So I hope this goes just as long as possible.
Agreed.
They really are fun games to
watch. And
it'd
be fun to get up to Edmonton and see what's doing.
Well, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
That'd be okay.
You guys going to travel for the...
Yeah, I would think we'll be up in Manitoba.
The show will. We'll travel with the show. That would be a cheap...
Alberta.
Be an inexpensive flight up there for about 10 people.
Well, you drive. Iggy will drive.
Iggy will drive. I hope the Blues lose tonight.
No, I mean, if it's the Blues and Oilers... And the Penguins and Senators, the Blues would be the biggest market.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Think about that, Doug. That'd be a nice little sports Sunday piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I could care less what the network's like. I don't care what some network executive wants. I don't care that he wants New York to play L.A. every year. I could care less.
You're more focused on the local stuff with Mr. Cohen and Mr. Toch and those guys.
Well, neither has been there for a long time, but I am more focused on the local stuff.
Right, I got you.
A time for us to shut it down. Frank Cusmano's up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusmano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Jennings, thank you for filling
in.
Thank
you, my friend. I'll see you Tuesday.
Neater. And then Wednesday, Lemmings Day. Sign up. Sign up. I'm looking forward to it out at the Rock, Normandy. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Jennings Randolph Jr., and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.